We have gathered here this day for a very special purpose. To remember this Jesus Christ. And this, which we do today, we do in remembrance of Him. And for your consideration this morning, I would like to read from Alma, the 16th chapter. And if you recall, Alma was speaking to the people. And he sat down for a while, and Amulek stood up, expounded further to the people. And in Alma 16, starting in verse 207, "Behold, I say unto you that I do know that Christ shall come among the children of men to take upon him the transgressions of all his people, and that he shall atone for the sins of the world. For the Lord God hath spoken it. For it is expedient that an atonement should be made. For according to the great plan of the eternal God, there must be an atonement made, or else all mankind must unavoidably perish. Yea, all are hardened, yea, all are fallen, and all are lost, and must perish, except it be through the atonement, which is expedient, should be made. For it is expedient that there should be a great and last sacrifice. Yea, not a sacrifice of man, neither of beast, neither of any manner of fowl. For it shall not be a human sacrifice, but it must be an infinite and eternal sacrifice. And behold, this is the whole meaning of the law, every whit pointing to that great and last sacrifice. And that great and last sacrifice. And that great and last sacrifice will be the Son of God, yea, infinite and eternal. And thus he shall bring salvation to all those that believe on his name. This being the intent of this last sacrifice, to bring about the bowels of mercy, which overpowereth justice, and bringeth about the means unto men that they may have faith unto repentance. And thus mercy can satisfy the demands of justice, and encircles them with the arms of safety, while he that exercises no faith unto repentance is exposed to the whole law of the demands of justice. Therefore, only unto him that has faith unto repentance is brought about the great and eternal plan of redemption." I really appreciate these words which Amulek spoke to the people. And I appreciate that he says, "I do know that this Christ would come because God had spoken it." This great and last sacrifice. And I am amazed, as we look at the very beginning of time, and even that law of Moses, how all this pointed to this Jesus Christ. You know, Adam and Eve in the garden, they had partaken of that forbidden fruit. And they were not any longer in the presence of their Creator. And it says there in Genesis, the third chapter, that the Lord God made coats of skins to cover their nakedness. You see, brothers and sisters, in the very beginning, there was a sacrifice, even that sacrificial lamb, to atone to a cover for their sins. And later on in Genesis we read that an angel appeared to Adam and asked him why he did these sacrifices. And he told the angel, because the Lord God has commanded me to. And this is a similitude of the only begotten who is full of grace and truth. When the Passover was instituted, and that lamb without blemish and its blood was placed on the post of the doors that the destroyer might pass them by. And we're told that this was to be a memorial, or they were told that this was to be a memorial, that they might remember what their God had done for them. Brothers and sisters, I pray and trust that all we do here this day might point to this Jesus Christ. You see, brothers and sisters, this is a memorial. The sacrament is a memorial instituted by Jesus Christ Himself as He sat there with those disciples. That those disciples and that us today might commemorate, to recall, to remember, to show respect to this Jesus Christ. And that sacrifice and death that He made for mankind. And even for you today. You know, we all have been to a funeral or a memorial service before. For an individual or a loved one or a friend. And we go to those services to pay respect to that loved one. And oftentimes in those services, we find ourselves as we're sitting in that service, and maybe you've had this experience too, we tend to reflect on our lives. And we realize life is short. And we realize we take things for granted. And brothers and sisters, today we are in a memorial service where we pay honor and respect to this Jesus Christ. And as we sit here today and prepare for this emblems which we are about to partake of, our minds oftentimes go to our lives and we tend to examine our lives and realize we are not living up to that covenant that we made in the waters of baptism. You know, it's been about 3 years ago. And I want to preface what I want to share with you, this experience I had. I don't share this experience to compare one man to Jesus Christ. And I don't share this experience to compare two different types of services. Three years ago, I was sitting in a prayer service, as we had this morning before the communion service. And I was looking upon this table. I'm thinking about this Jesus Christ and the emblems. And my mind was drawn to a service I attended a few weeks prior. And this was a graveside service of our brother Kenny Butterworth. And our brother Kenny was in the Navy. And I had never been to a graveside service where the military and those honors were there. And besides this service that we partake of today is perhaps one of the most moving services I have ever been to. And as we as a family gathered in that tent, there were naval officers in their pure white, neatly pressed uniforms. And it came to the point of the service where they removed that flag off the casket. And they took great care to fold it with great precision. And then they took that flag and knelt before our sister Kathleen and presented that flag to her. And I remember the words, some of the words that they spoke, that this flag is a token of our appreciation for that honorable and faithful service of your loved one to his country and his Navy. And as I was sitting there in that prayer service, and as I reflected on that, my mind was drawn back to the service. Our sacrament, our service. You see, brothers and sisters, when we approach this service, we should do so with great honor and respect and reverence. And oftentimes we come to this service wearing our best, neatly pressed clothing. And in a few moments, our deacons will come remove this cloth, this pure white cloth, and take great care in folding it. And brothers and sisters, we too will kneel to pay that respect for that honorable and faithful service of our Jesus Christ. A couple years ago, I was in a communion service like this today, and I was sitting over here. And I had to assist in preparing the emblems. And after we had done that, and the priest was serving, my mind was fixed upon this one individual. And you see, this individual had a rough life. And I knew this individual had not made good choices in their life. And I'll never forget this experience. My Heavenly Father gave me a glimpse of the love that He has for His creation. You see, brothers and sisters, our God loved that individual so much. That individual had approached this service with a broken heart and contrite spirit, with faith unto repentance. I can't explain the love that your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has for you. The closest thing I can explain or relate it to is a love that a father or mother has for their children. But it's much greater than that. You see, he has many children. And I testify to you today that no matter what your situation is in life, those sins that you have committed, that if you remember this Jesus Christ this day, that you pay honor and respect to these emblems, and that if you do this in remembrance of Him, you will have His Spirit to be with you. And you will feel that cleansing power. And you will realize that those mercies can satisfy the demands of justice. As you reach forth this day, I want you to remember that you are witnessing to your Father in heaven, that you are willing to live your covenant, which you have made in the waters of baptism. That covenant is to take upon you the name of this Jesus Christ, not when you're with just a certain group of people that are like-minded, but every day of your life, whether they're like-minded people or not, He wants you to always remember Him. Not just once a month, not just once a week on Sunday. He wants you to remember Him every hour of every day. That when you wake, this Jesus Christ is upon your mind. And when you go to bed, He is upon your mind. And He wants you to keep His commandments, plural. And we have a great promise, brothers and sisters. If we do those three things, which you will hear in the prayers as they're read, that we'll have His Spirit to be with us. Brothers and sisters, this Jesus Christ is the Good Shepherd. He is that shepherd that will leave the 99 to go after that one lost sheep. And maybe you feel like you are that one lost sheep here this day. If you seek Him out, He will come to you. He will commune with you. He will give you rest. And He will pick you up and place you in His arms because He loves you. No greater love hath no man to lay down his life for another. And this is what this Jesus Christ did for each one of you. And He loves you so much. And He wants you to serve Him with all your heart, might, mind, and strength. That one day you might come back into His presence. Brothers, that which we, and sisters, that which we do today, is of great importance. This we do in remembrance of Him. And as we prepare for what we are about to do, I would like to close by reading a scripture out of Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, for us to consider. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on Him the iniquity of us all.